Hello. My name is Skafreak, and I'm going to be presenting X-Strings, which is a multi-platform, multi-language interpreter that my company makes. It allows you to do a lot of great things that haven't really been done yet. Like, it's completely object-oriented and will allow you to use like any programming language in the same script, like interoperably with any other programming language. Like, here, I'll show you guys some stuff. Okay. This is the API for X-Strings. This is still all under development. I mean, everything I'm going to be showing you is just like a proof of concept. There's a lot more that you can do with it that's not finished yet. But I have a demo module here. All right. Like, hold on. Yeah, I know. Minor technical difficulty. A little bigger. Okay, that'll work. All right. Now, like the way that X-Strings is set up, like to run, it runs through. Start that over. All right. Like the way that X-Strings does everything with modules, like all of your programs are modules, right? Like the first thing X-Strings looks for, like on every runtime, is the mod index, which is sort of like your module router. Like when you call X-Strings, it'll like tell it what modules to run, like by default. And this one just has stuff pertaining to the demo. Yeah, there's this little explanation points just so the first thing up there is not the slash begin. The first thing the X-Strings runs in your program is it kind of helps you with flow control, is a slash begin script. This one's empty because this is just the module index. It doesn't really like have any functionality. The next thing that it'll run is the object index, which this should have something in here. Yeah. Like basically what this does is this object mod, which is like the default module, equals API, which is what we're looking at right now, and it'll execute like mod API, and it'll load up the API for like when you go to this website that has X-Strings running on it. This is the default like module that you'll see. But you can create other modules like the demo one here, which basically just has like the slash begin, which has this ph line. This is an X-Strings built-in. It stands for print header. If you declare this, like I could have ph, right? If I declare that anywhere in my code, I can start an XSML tag, like for HTML, and like and program like some HTML. Hold on to me.
One of the nice things about X-Strings is it's completely cross-platform. The actual X binary is made for lots of different platforms out there. Win32 has a binary, also Mac OS, as well as Linux and or Unix. It's completely cross-language. I mean, you can go from coding C, and then you can take your standard output to an HTML front end, and you can call variables from different languages, such as like you can call languages from or variables from different portions of the program, even in a different language. Like you could use variables that were up in the beginning of the C code, and you can use them in Perl, say, to parse data or whatever else you want.
All right, I'm just going to show like a simple test. This is a very like the Xstrings has native languages for different versions. This particular one is for Perl. The native language is Perl. So at any point, without starting a tag like an XSML tag or an XPerl tag or like an XC tag, I can just start coding in Perl, like outside of any tags. And my variables from like my Perl code, like cache test, will work in the HTML. So like when I hit preview, it'll print. This is a motherfucker, this is a motherfucker, this is a motherfucker. I don't know why I did that, but I'll find out in about 2 seconds here. Oh, wants to be like that. All right, hold up. No, it's cool. Hold on. Okay. Now, the reason that it did that is my fault, because it runs the slash begin first. So when it runs, it's like flow control, you know, it'll run the slash begin, but it'll be loaded for each one of like the slash class, which is empty, but that's fine. And the slash end. So it went like for the three runtimes, but I don't know, that was a bad example. I'll make another one.
Say you wanted to switch a language, you would just add a tag for it. Like, you would add like the bash tag if you wanted to start scripting in bash. You would add like a C tag if you wanted to start coding in C. And the nice thing about this is you don't have to compile. You know, you can just keep your source, and it will run.
Xstrings will compile the C code from your module and store it. And on every compile time, it'll check for a new version. And if the new version doesn't exist, it'll use the pre-compiled version. And then if you update it, it'll recompile. Yeah, it uses like GCC to do the compiling. In the setup of Xstrings, you can choose the compiler, like the different tags. Like you'd have a separate tag for the separate compiler, like a C ANSI or a C, like you know. Yeah. All right. Like, you can still write programs as like you can write any program with ties into like the operating system for them. But if you write like a module like in just straight C, like you can take the same module and run it on a Linux machine and a Windows machine. Like it's cross-platform. But yeah, you can still write programs and modules with hooks into various operating systems. But I mean, like seriously, the majority of things that you want to do for like business applications and whatnot aren't going to have those hooks. So, this is like the plugin. All right. When, like, you go to, like, you make a new plugin in Xstrings, so let's say I want to make a script, right? And I want to write some Perl that'll will execute a system command, okay? Like, actually, I'll tell you what. I'll show you how to make a plugin, or a couple plugins that show everything works that will allow you to type in a command on a website, hit submit, and then see the output of that command on the server. All right, so here, I'll show you, do that real quick.
So what sort of licensing things are available for this right now?
It's still developed. Yeah. One of the big things that's kind of holding us back is sort of lack of documentation. I mean, we have a really small crew, we're constantly working on stuff, and, you know, sometimes we get to programming, sometimes we don't, and, like, basically what's holding us back is the documentation. The documentation, it's, we've started to develop a help interface, and it's really slick. However, you know, we really haven't had time to do all the proper documentation. Eventually, we want to get a development forum and sort of like SourceForge and have developers from all over, you know, contributing their code either. We'll see. The thing is, we don't really want to release it without proper documentation. So.
Actually, I just did this demo if anybody was watching. If anybody was watching what I just did up there, another good thing about Xstrings is when you compile your scripts, like your C code or your Pro code, like let's say that you have a crazy badass idea for a program, right? You know, I'm a firm believer, I like open source, but I can understand from a developer's point of view, if you make something crazy, you don't want everybody to have access to it. Well, with Xstrings, you can actually pick and choose the sections of code that people can read or not. Like, an Xstrings binary is basically an encrypted form of the source, but, like, we use some pretty crazy in-house encryption. But, hold on. So, like, you could make part of your program, like, you know, like a C function that you have that you don't want anybody else to use, like, closed source, and you could have, like, the interface to it that you wrote in Perl open source, and you could have, like, you know, like list off what some of the variables are in your C program so that somebody could add to that, like, interface in Perl or expand on your larger program with just, like, the information that you pass to them. But they'll never know exactly how what you wrote works. They'll just have the information so that they can expand upon it. I mean, it's completely dynamic. And, the way that Xstrings runs, like, it's sort of like it's extremely object-oriented. Like, when it runs a function, like, let's say if I have a function in a plugin in a module and I have the same function in another plugin, like, in memory, like, it'll point to, like, the one that's already ran. So it's really fast. Like, I've actually noticed that some Perl scripts that I've ran that I've executed, like, with Perl on a server ran half as fast as I did in Xstrings because of the way, like, it object, what? Yeah, and they all work together. So, okay. Yeah, one encrypted binary on the server side. Or partly encrypted. You can encrypt the whole thing, or you can just encrypt certain parts of it. Yeah, I mean, it lets you write, like, basic, like, Perl binaries because, you know, for Xstrings servers. I mean, it's a platform. But yeah, I'm just going to show you, like, some of the quick things you can do. Xstrings negative language is Perl. Like, if it was C, depending on the compiler, like, you put, like, start a code, like, if it was Perl, it'd be, like, X Perl, your Perl code, or Perl, or not. Like, X Perl. And, like, you'd end your tag, and then it'd be, like, XGCC for that.
What's nice is that, say you are, you have a web front end in regular HTML, and you're trying to get output from the standard out, say, of a Perl back end. What it'll do is it'll display on the web page in real time what's being printed to standard out. So it's like you have a web page, but based on the reply that you get from the program, it's just going to make the web page dynamically on the fly, which is kind of fun.
PHP. It's very similar to, it's like, I don't want to say that it's not like really what .NET is like trying to do, but a lot of the aspects of what they're saying, X-Strings already does. What do you mean? Oh yeah, that's like that's the module. The module system. The X-Strings module. Okay. I see what you're saying now. No. Well, like basically X-Strings is set up for like client server applications. I mean, the future of computing is like client server. I mean, a lot of people think we're progressing back to the dumb terms, but you know, the future of computing is not like a big hulky desktop that's got like 1,000 gigahertz. It's, you know, something in your wristwatch that projects like a screen, where like a program like X-Strings is extremely useful because it lets you do so much with the server and so much with like, you know, like interfacing with like the web. I don't know how to say this. Like, it allows you to write like the interface tool in any language, which is incredibly useful for like a web browser. You know, like HTML, which is what we do most of our stuff for. But I mean, you could make like Java front ends to any program. I mean, it's like the possibilities are endless. I mean, it's really like you have to think out of the box, like a lot to understand the usefulness of it. But I don't know. Hold on, I'm gonna put some more stuff. Yeah, extremely easily. Like, I'm going to show you how to write. I'm going to write a simple like web front end to a program real quick. Hold on.
Were you about to write just basically a shell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about how you can make the binaries machine specific.
Another really useful thing that you can do with X-Strings is it has a lot of like check references. Like, you can write a module and make that module machine specific. Like, you can make it only executable on your machine. Like, once compiled. Like, it has a lot of, like, I mean, like, it's crazy. Like when we give a version of X-Strings out, like, the version of X-Strings we give somebody will only run on the one computer we give it to them to run on. It's a trade secret. It's seriously, I would be extremely impressed with if anybody could get around it. And there's a lot. John? Like what? What do you mean? No, it's all in-house. I mean, it's not architecture specific. I mean, it's computer specific. Like, it'll check for certain things in the operating system, different serial numbers for the hard drives. I mean, it's incredibly it's like impossible to spoof, really. Yeah. But, I mean, and you can set it. I mean, for your programs though, there's easily built references like one liners that you can run, and your X-Strings binary will only execute on the system that you've chosen to execute on. Which is good for development. I mean, nobody can ever steal your code, because if they have it, it's fucking, it's just a useless chunk, you know? Yes? Yeah, if you change your hardware. No, it's all, well, all of the, like, the updates for that, they'll all be automated. I mean, just go to a website and grab the next X binary. Well, see, there will be different licenses. for each, like. I'm not. This is. You'd have to know exactly what it was looking for. And, yeah, security through obscurity. I mean, I'm not really up here so much to talk about how X-Strings works. I'm more up here to talk about what it does and what you can do with it. I'm just going to say I don't know. All right, but I know how to use it, so. All right, so hold on. I'm going to let Tim take over.
But as you can well see that this would greatly help out internet-based attacking, say attacking remote hosts from, you know, a PDA or a cell phone because of, you know, our language integration. We could have it output XML and actually you can write, I don't know, you could like DOS a Mac from a cell phone if you wanted to. I mean, I don't know. You could hack things from your cell phone. The sky's the limit. Yeah.
Once you have like an X-Strings module compiled, I mean, like the move is just put it on the server. Another thing that's really nice about X-Strings is there's no report to the Linux system where X-Strings is getting the modules from that it has loaded. So you can name your modules anything and put them anywhere on the system. And X-Strings will still be able to recognize them and use them. Which is, it's useful for system admins, I mean, security. I mean, you put like all your corporate modules in like Root's home directory under like pictures from like camp or something, and most people will be none the wiser. So, one here.
So, does that mean if I want to, like, let's say I did it myself or something like that, right? I'm executing on this X-Stray server. Yeah. Beyond the internet after that, like, any request will look like it's coming from the X-Stray
server. The X-Stray server. It will be coming from the X-Stray server.
Now, would you guys manage that X-Stray server, or would I have, like,
the machine that runs X-Strings is the server. When you get an X-Strings license, you are running the server.
So, it would be, like, in my office?
Yeah. It wouldn't be through us. We offer that, though, for web hosting. But
we were thinking about starting a mailing list for X-Strings. If you wish to receive future mailings about, you know, progress and development and all that sort of thing, you can shoot an email to newsletter@xstrings.com and we will collect your email address and throw it in a database and get ready to mail that first newsletter out.
Are there any questions? Any other questions? All right. I'm gonna another thing. Like X-Strings, it's not all just about like web interface. I'm gonna put this on hold for a second. It's like we're losing interest. All right. Hold on, at the begin pitch. Okay. Here is. Okay, well, that's nothing special. Sex. All right. Here's an example of like how do, like using like bash with X strings. We have this like this named script that basically will start the bash and the named server to start like an FTP server. I mean nothing too big. It's pretty basic. And like to execute that from the command line, like the whole, like the way the X-strings is set up with the modules and plugin systems, basically like each module contains a list of plugins. And there's certain flow control options like your slash begin and your slash end script that are executed at the beginning and end of every code. We also have a slash class and an autoload system which runs after the begin. If I execute like this particular plugin, which is x named e, the action equals start, and it does that. I already printed up there. But if I wanted it to, it'll run every time I call the module now, because this particular plugin is placed into the auto load after the slash class. See, that's what's printed out, like the HTML. If I take slash class. If I take out the slash auto load, like if I take out this file, then wait, no, that's not even how it runs. Okay, hold on. He doesn't even have it in
After this will be completed, it will be a shell in about, what, probably 10 or 15 lines, including HTML. And like one line of code. So do you think anybody would be interested in using this development environment to create an application sometime in the next couple few weeks? If we set up an evaluation account?
No, I got it.
You think so? Okay. Pre-enrollment. Oh, you have to give us a pint of your blood and your firstborn. we have somebody working on the documentation right now. Any openings? To work on document? No. 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 Double doc. Now you're talking about the mafia.
A couple things that I'd like to touch up on real quick is, with the way that Xstrings works, like and set up with like the API logins. I mean, you can have people all around the world working on one program, like one module. I mean, you can have people working on separate plugins from everywhere, and I mean, it's like incredibly easy to like collaborate all their efforts. I mean, with just like the default of what we have. I mean, like to make modules. I mean, if you know like some badass like C programmers in Iceland. And like some crazy like Perl gods in like California, you know, then they can all work together to make like a badass program. I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to describe like the abilities of Xstrings. I mean, really, it's kind of like you can take it as far as you want. I mean, it allows you to do basically like anything like programming that you'd wanting to, you know. I mean, you have no limitations in languages or. And I mean, everything's like cross-platform. I mean, once it's set up in like the X binary, you can move, you know, your module from like run on any system. You can run it on your Palm if you want. I mean, it's not just limited to like Linux and Windows. Well, you see, another thing that you can do is these modules and these plugins don't have to be on the same. They don't have to be on the same server. I mean, you can load a module. You could load like that PHP. You could load that on another server that has like the compiler available, and your output and your variables will work in Xstrings. I mean, it's basically an internet operating system. Wait, use what? Wait. Yeah, you could like, it's not so much. I wouldn't really use client server. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah, like client server, like the Windows machine would be the server with your Windows code, like plugin compiled, like your plugin. And you could have your Linux, like Xstrings machine, like sort of being like the client, request the information from that plugin that was compiled on the Windows machine.
Okay, but like, what if you want to write a C application for a Palm, let's say, just compile this out, right? So write the Palm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the C, the library objects on the Palm. You have it on a server somewhere else. Okay. But you write that application, the source code is tailored to get information from that Palm.
You would have to make sure the machine that you have the libraries and think. Wait, hold on, I'm confused. What you mean? Like, you mean your C code wouldn't compile on a Palm? Mm-hmm. Well, see, if you have, you can still. Well, Xtrings does actually, oh, yeah, I forgot. Xtrings has its own compiler for C and Linux, or for Windows and Linux, for C. You mean like with the different architectures?
Yeah.
That's impossible, no. But you could call the information, you could execute, if you had Palm only, you know, C code, you could execute that on an X-Strings machine on the Palm and then get the output and what you would get from that C program and use it in an X-Strings module on a different server. Do you understand? So it's, you know, it's completely cross-platform like that. Okay. That looks good. Hey, you talked.
An X-string site license will only be approximately $99 per version comes out.
Unlimited number of seeds.
Unlimited modules, yes. Modules.
But you can make an unlimited amount of X-Strings modules. But how many clients?
Clients. You don't need to load it on clients. It's seats. Oh, like how many people can connect to it and use it? As many as you want.
Unlimited connections.
Yeah, unlimited connections. I mean, it's not X-Strings. Like, it's not like you're just connecting to X-Strings. I mean, you're connecting to the software you write.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, it's basically as much well as you can limit it.
There's also going to be free educational licenses as well, given that you know, you can prove you're from an educational establishment. Are there any other questions while this program gets finished writing? Written, rather. Yeah. You can view some web pages that are actively right now are powered by X-Strings, such as dntcollection.com. It's a jewelry site. It responds pretty quick, and you know, it's not really on a really high speed line.
Hey, has anybody been watching like what I've been typing? Okay. Yeah, I know. I understand what I'm talking. All right, yeah, it's okay. Hold on. All right, I've written like a quick HTML script to make an input box that I can enter information to and submit it back to X-Strings. X-Strings will take like all the forms, like everything submitted by a form, and push it into this param hash. So I can then take that param, oh wait. I can then take that param and execute it with the backticks and then print it out and then plug back in the HTML to grab the, to plug back in the HTML to execute another command. So I'll show you what that looks like. I hope it'll work. I've never done it like this before, but it should be all right. All right. What's everybody's favorite Linux command?
RMW.
Wget. Do you have a? No. Wait. /. What's this? Oh, shit, what the hell? It tried to send me the module. That's weird. I think I probably made a mistake with the action there. Hold on. Yeah. Yeah. It's a feature, not a bug, exactly. Alright, well, I guess that's it. I assume it didn't show much. Alright, well, I hope, did anybody get anything useful out of this? Nah, not really. Show you the, I don't know. Oh. Yeah. DNT is a www.
You spell collect.
Oh,
you
spell collect
point.
Oh shit. Man, Tim. If anybody has any questions about this, just come talk to me. I'll probably be. Alright. I'll be in the network room probably working on this.
Refresh the main page.
What?
I don't know.
Maybe I'll do like a reload. See, he had this, like, this particular machine set up, so the first time that we execute the module, it would post that picture instead of the one that's normally on the website.
So he defaced his own site.
Yeah. He defaced his own site just for that one time. Yes, that's all. Somebody else needs to get up here.